This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville.
The Newport Police Department has made two arrests involving felonies committed in the city. In one case, a 2009 burglary was solved by matching DNA from a blood sample that was left by a broken window in that break-in to a DNA sample that was taken when a suspect was released from prison. Lieutenant Patrick Weatherford said the DNA sample was matched to 21-year-old John L. Ballantyne, Jr. of Newport. Weatherford said in a taped interview on Monday, Ballantyne admitted to the 2009 burglary of the Leotis Gist residence on Lilia Street. Weatherford said Ballantyne had been charged with a felony break-in, which carries a prison term of 5 to 20 years and a fine up to $15,000 or a combination of both. Ballantyne has been released from jail on a $25,000 bond. Then, Lieutenant Weatherford said 36-year-old Scotty Dale Holt was arrested after police chased him down Monday afternoon. The lieutenant said Holt was stopped on Highway 67 in a cargo van that he had stolen earlier in the afternoon on Johnson Street in Newport. A state trooper who assisted with the arrest said Holt appeared intoxicated at the time. Weatherford said an alcohol content test showed Holt registered .14. 0.08 is considered to be in an intoxicated condition. Since Holt has been convicted of 8 or more past felonies, authorities say he may be charged under the Habitual Criminal Act. He is now in jail pending arraignment on theft of property and DWI charges. Students will have a chance to earn full scholarships in the month of November and December at Lyon College as the institution hosts its second Honors Day competition of the school year, November 19th, on campus. The competition involves four areas: grade point average, ACT score, writing sample, and a personal interview with faculty and staff members. To compete, students must be accepted to Lyon College and submit an Honors Day RSVP online. For more information about Honors Day, you can contact Enrollment Services at Lyon College. You can go to admissions at lyon.edu or call a toll-free number, 1-800-423-2542. And Arkansas voters today are deciding whether to renew a $575 million bond program to repair hundreds of miles of interstate highways. The measure would continue a highway bond program that is funded by 4 cents of the diesel tax. Also, authorities say 5 horses stolen from Southern Arkansas University last week still haven't turned up. A stolen horse trailer has been found in Oklahoma, but there's been no sign of the animals, valued at about $10,000 each. SAU's president says students are upset and want the horses back, and that investigation continues. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.